Now, KBC Bank, as you know, has become the latest financial institution here to announce plans to exit the Irish market. The Belgian-owned bank, which employs 1,300 people here, took the market by shock this morning when it announced it was in talks with Bank of Ireland to sell its performing loans. The bank is also looking for a buyer for its non-performing loans. The decision comes 2 months after Ulster Bank confirmed that it's to withdraw from the Irish market. Labour's finance spokesperson Jed Nash is calling on the Minister for Finance to establish a banking forum.
What we need to do is to try to figure out what the optimum size of the Irish retail banking offering should be and what opportunities may exist over the next 10, 20, even 30 years for new entrants into this market to service Irish customers and to service the needs of this economy. The future of Irish banking shouldn't be left up to retail bankers and central bankers alone. We need to focus on what Irish consumers need and how a fit-for-purpose banking sector can best support our economic recovery. The Minister for Finance has a very key role to play in this. We own a significant shareholding, majority shareholding in Permanent TSB and AIB, and also a significant shareholding in Bank of Ireland. But at this point in time, the Minister has been extremely hands-off. He needs to make his views much clearer in terms of the strategic direction of Irish banking and convene a forum with all the relevant stakeholders to establish the future direction of Irish banking.
The Labour Party's finance spokesperson, Jed Nash. Let's talk now to John O'Connell, who's General Secretary of the Financial Services Union. John, this is very disturbing, very shocking news for the bank's 1,300 staff to hear, apparently out of the blue this morning.
Totally out of the blue this morning, Brian. Very shocking for the staff in KBC. All the indicators were going a different way. KBC had done some resizing of its branch network. They'd just recently announced the appointment of a new CEO. So nobody expected this announcement coming to the market as it did. Staff in KBC, our members, received that news this morning as they got up, as they had their breakfast and got their kids out to school, mm-hmm. and suddenly a huge question mark over their future. There was a phrase for this back in the 80s, and we thought we'd left those days behind. It was called Rice Krispie redundancies, where people ate their breakfast and heard that their jobs were gone. Mm-hmm. Shocking way to deal with people, and all the more reason I'd endorse the call for a banking forum. There must be a better way to do change in the Irish banking market than this.
All right. We should emphasise redundancies are not being talked about at the moment. People are not at this stage losing their jobs. Clearly concerned, though, if the business transfers to Bank of Ireland, what position they will be in. Have you been in a position to talk to Bank of Ireland, to KBC, to get any indication of what their plans are?
We've spoken to both banks this morning in relation to what their plans are, and we need a statement this afternoon from both banks, and it's a very simple yes-no answer, and that's in relation to transfer of undertakings legislation applying. Is that enshrined in the Memorandum of Understanding? So far today, we've been unable to get that answer. And if you see the statements that the banks have issued, in particular the Bank of Ireland statement, they identified that they'd be very pleased to provide KBC Ireland customers with a good home. And all we're seeking is that staff be treated on a parity with customers, and that the legislation that's in place, transfer of undertaking legislation, is to be applied, is enshrined in the Memorandum of Understanding, and at least provide some initial assurance to staff that are impacted, that if work is transferring, that the jobs will go with the work.
As you said, John, this came as a complete surprise to the markets, to the staff, to it seems, until a couple of days ago, to the minister as well. Are there questions about how this situation has arisen, how this takeover is coming about, if it is to come about?
There appears to be some debate around how it came about. I'm not close enough to comment in detail in that, but that requires explanation as well. But our focus today, customers are protected under legislation in Ireland. Staff aren't as well protected. And what we've got to ensure today is to get clear statement from both banks that staff are going to be on an equal par with customers and that legislation is going to be applied to secure as many jobs as possible.
All right, John, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us on the programme. So what will all this mean for KBC customers and for banking customers and competition in general? Before we came on air, I spoke to Padraig Casan, a financial advisor who represented hundreds of homeowners with tracker mortgages from KBC and other lenders.
existing customers, if we're specifically talking about mortgages, I would collectively say nothing is going to change other than the owner of the loan. But in regard to ordinary banking customers, a lot will happen there because they'll have to find another bank to do their banking. But I don't think it's even clear yet, Brian, the KBC are pulling out entirely from Ireland, because I've read the documentation that said their investment in their pension side and their banking side, that some form of it is being kept open, but I'm not clear because, as you say, it came as a very, very speedy announcement.
What about, though, people who have got into difficulty with their loans, distressed mortgages? What might happen to them, and what might be the implications of people who are trying to manage those loans?
First of all, in terms of consumer protection, they are protected, and all of the protections afforded to performing loans are also applied to non-performing loans. However, the bank, the announcement this morning said it was only the performing loans that Bank of Ireland are looking at in their memorandum of understanding. The issue with regard to loans that are not performing, it's highly likely, similar to what happened with other banks who have offloaded large chunks of these loans, that they'll be sold to what is collectively known as a vulture fund or some unit that will then administer the fund on behalf of the owner of it, which is the likes of Pepper, is probably the best known to handle the administration aspects of those funds. But they carry on, Brian, as a normal mortgage that will be treated in the normal way as if it was still with KBC.
But I suppose people who have negotiated maybe some kind of a pause in repayments or interest only or whatever it might be will be concerned that with the loan going to a new lender, those kind of arrangements could change. They could be under pressure.
Well, I think you make a very important point, particularly about pause payments. The biggest concern I have here, Brian, is the effects and the consequences financially for people out of COVID at a time when now two banks are pulling out of Ireland. That is going to have a huge effect somewhere down the line, because we have not done and sat down about the economic consequences of COVID and how we're going to pay the money back. That is now adding further stress to people who have banked with KBC and indeed Ulster Bank, who no longer have that certainty of relationship. And some of those customers might have been through a very difficult economic time during COVID and are now not going to look very, very presentable to a new bank, which they have to do and find because their current bank is pulling out.
What about the broader implications? One less competitor in the marketplace, bad news for consumers?
I think that's another key and critical area. I mean, we're now down to, and importantly, the three that remain all have a state involvement in those banks. That is not healthy. No matter what, how many customers or how many banks are operating in the marketplace, it is not healthy, the position we're walking towards. When Ulster Bank and NatWest made their announcement, I asked and I spoke about and said that there should be a roundtable discussion of how banking is meant to operate and look at maybe a 1, 5, and 20-year view for banking in Ireland. Because while everybody is asking about existing customers of KBC, my greater concern is the customers that still have to come and use the facilities of the banks. The marketplace is shrinking in Ireland. It's a small market for sure. I think discussions need to happen about why we can't access European banks for mortgages and concentrate Irish banking and normal banking world of mortgages and so forth. But you can borrow from France through Belgium, but you can't do it from Ireland. But there's other reasons why that can't happen, which is basically, and the word that nobody wants to talk about, one of the biggest contributors here is the lack and the ability for banks to repossess the properties on loans that run into difficulty. That is a challenge. An added difficulty is the central bank capitalization requirements for those banks is absolutely clearly showing now to be putting huge pressure on those banks deciding to stay or go.
The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, was making the point this morning that the banking and financial landscape is changing. New opportunities are opening up because of the way the whole financial services industry is changing. But from what you say, because of the particular circumstances that operate in this marketplace, consumers here are unlikely, in the short term anyway, to be able to benefit from that.
I did listen to the interview with the Minister. My concern here is the signals that this is sending to that international marketplace is that the two of the main pillar banks are banks that were operating in Ireland have decided to pull out of Ireland. That is not sending a good signal to Ireland Inc. internationally, about Ireland Inc. internationally. The concern is here a contracting number of operators in the marketplace is not good. That has to be at least discussed, But I said before about the NatWest decision, how strong was this challenged? It isn't easy to unravel a bank and its operations in Ireland. But the signal it has now sent in the last number of months about Ireland and what has occurred in Ireland with Ulster Bank and now KBC deciding that it's better to pull out of Ireland, considering we're a marketplace that tries to attract a lot of foreign investment, those things need to start being married up, at least by discussion, because it doesn't send a good signal.